Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast. Woo!
What up, friends? How you doing? Happy Wednesday. Welcome back to Really Riley, where I like to talk about my shenanigans and the craziness that is my day-to-day. And I wanted to open up to you guys this week about some crap that's been plaguing me lately. You know, John on the show asked me today, he was like, Riley, you okay, dude? And that's like, when somebody asks me, are you okay? 9 times out of 10, I'm just kind of like, yeah, I'm fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. But maybe this week it wasn't the most of fine. Now, I don't want to be dramatic. I don't want to be like, oh my God, my life's falling apart. But this week I found myself kind of reverting to old habits. And I wanted to talk to you guys about that because I think it's something that is very, very easy to do and also very detrimental to do, at least for somebody like me. Backstory on Riley, it's not really a backstory. I tell you guys this all the time. But anyway, I used to be a mess. A big old depressed, crying all the time, searching for love in all the wrong places, all the sad country songs type of party girl mess. And I wish I could say like, oh, once I became a mother, it all makes sense. No, none of that didn't change me either. Like I went through several years, several ebbs and flows, and several cycles of life just doing the wrong thing. And I've told you this till I'm blue in the face, y'all, but it wasn't until 2017 when I read The Secret, I got into the practices of manifestation, speaking things into existence, and also loving myself through a lot of hard work, that things started to gel and make sense. And I'm about to be 40. You know what I mean? So it's like life took a minute for this girl. It's funny. I was listening to one of my favorite books, Coming from a Place of Yes by Bethany Frankel, because her story is badass. She's like the founder of Skinny Girl, and she had a talk show for a while. She was on Real Housewives. Like, if you're living under a rock and you don't know who she is, she's a boss lady that really came from not a lot. I started to think about a lot of things that have been going on with me lately that had me sad that I was reverting back to old habits, hence why I started listening to that book again. But I'm getting ahead of myself because I'm going to get into that in a minute when I start talking about practices to get yourself back on track. But when I say like falling back into old habits, I mean just my way of thinking. Because when I started reading The Secret and I started manifesting good things into my life, my way of thinking was completely opposite from anything that I'd ever known. The glass was no longer half empty, it was half full, which sounds so damn cliche, but it's a big practice that helps a lot, at least for somebody like me, just keeping your eye on the positive pants prize. And anybody that's known me since I was young, ha, positive Polly is not a Riley, or at least she wasn't. And then sometimes, like, I'm a pretty frank human being. I'm a pretty literal human being. I say what I mean, and I mean what I say. So it's always been difficult for me to be like, hee-hee-hee, the grass is green. I'm like, the grass is greener over there on the other side, or used to be that person. And I like being the person that is more positive and can look at things from a brighter aspect. Like when I met Marshall, I think annoyingly so, I refused to speak negatively. I refused to speak negative things into existence because what you think about, you bring about, you know, your obsessions become your possessions. All of the isms were there. Like I wouldn't allow negative talk around me. I wouldn't let it fill my ear space because even if it was naive of me, I wanted to just believe that good things were in store and that's what I was putting my focus on. And hey, less than 3 years later, I have the best fiance on the face of the planet. We have a beautiful new baby. My son Lyric is healthy and thriving and the cutest little boy ever. You know, I'm going to be married in September. My job is going really, really well. My friends and family are healthy. Like, what more could I want? I manifested those things into life through years of vision boards and positivity. So why now, when I have all of these things that I prayed for and manifested and strived for. Why now am I reverting to old habits of negative thinking, glasses half full, oh my God, I'm so stressed out, I'm not going to get what I want. Like, what the flip? Who am I? What happened? What happened was, lately it's just been the stresses of life overwhelming me, overtaking me. Like, it's a new evolution of who I am as a person, and it's one that has knocked me on my ass. I thought, okay, I've already been a mom. I've already done this. Life is going to be so much easier now that I have a partner to do it with. I'm getting married. Yay. And even though this isn't the brightest spot in my life, I've already planned a wedding before to somebody that, thank God, I didn't marry that person. I got this. Okay, you know, the baby, I've done this whole baby thing. My career is on track. I mean, whoa. I think it doesn't matter how many times you do something in life. In terms of all those like things that I just listed, it can still knock you on your ass. And it has. And I've just found myself fighting that little depression demon that sits on my shoulder sometimes. Even my workouts have been a struggle. Like body image, I've never had those kinds of issues. I don't want to say never in the sense that I've always been hyper confident in who I am in terms of body image, but it's not in at least a very long time been this way where I've just looked at myself and I've pinched and pulled at my tummy. And that's not healthy to do, I know. So don't bite me for that. But we've all had our moments. You know, like, I don't feel comfy in my skin these days. And before this sounds like an entire went of a podcast, I think it's great and progress for me that I am recognizing the fact that I'm not comfortable in this negative Nelly skin. I don't like it. I don't like being that person. I want to believe great things. I want to speak only positive to the point of nausea, like I did when me and Marshall first started dating, that it's just like, no. I believe that good things are in store and good things will happen, and that's it. And I won't allow any other negative noise in my ear hole. Going back to that book, Coming from a Place of Yes by Bethany Frankel, like, she does a whole chapter on noise. So she does a couple of chapters on noise too, like, you know, body image noise, like stress noise, career noise, 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 noise. Like, there's also a Christian song that comes to mind right now that I used to listen to all the time when I was depressed. It's called Stop the World. I can't remember what artist it is off the top of my head. I'm sorry, you guys. When I put the blog up, I will look it up and let you guys know, I promise. YMSradio.com. But it's talking about stop the world. I want to get out. It's like, you know, I need an escape from this town. It's just like, I felt like I've needed an escape from this life that I've built. And I'm like, what is wrong with me? Like, the other day, and this is not a proud moment of mine, I was picking a fight with Marshall. For no damn reason other than the fact that I'm crazy. And I'll give myself a little bit of grace here that I did just have a baby and I feel like the hormones are still leveling out a little bit, but it's still not an excuse to be a nut job, or at least more of a nut job than I normally am. Bless that man that he deals with me. But we just got our fence put in. Should be so exciting. Like, Lyric now has our big, beautiful backyard and can kick the soccer ball everywhere. And I don't have to yell at him, like, don't kick that soccer ball into the street. Don't watch out for cars. We can relax a little bit. Pink can have her big backyard. When Malin gets older, the boys are going to have this beautiful yard to run around enclosed in this fence. I don't know what was my deal, but I was all of a sudden so unhappy with this fence because we went with a black wrought iron fence. And originally, I wanted the white vinyl fence because it was just what I thought finished off the house, even though we have black shutters and a black roof. And don't tell Marshall, but the black wrought iron really does look good. But that's not what I wanted. But I was going to go with it because I thought that was what would make Marshall happy. And then when I went into this weird, icky, glass half full, yucky place, remember all those positive things I just listed about said fence? All I could do was focus on the fact that our neighbors had that white fence that I originally wanted, and now looking over it, would I have gone back and done that white fence? Yeah. Did we do it? And is it the end of the world that I don't have said white fence? No. But I got so wrapped up in this glass half full moment that I was just picking a fight. I was just mad. I never get what I want. I can't believe we did this for our forever home, and da 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 da. Poor Marshall's face like spun. Like, I don't know what was wrong with me. And I mean, I can hear the judgy wudgy was a bear in this situation because it wasn't fair. It wasn't rational. It wasn't, there was no reason for me to be acting that way other than there were external things creeping in my head. And that was the one thing that I could like hone in and focus on. It was like a tangible argument in like a hurricane of my mind. Like when my mind is going into that weird negative space of the past, there's always like all these real life issues that are happening, but I'm not focusing on that. Like I'm focusing on something minute because it's something that I can reasonably seem like I'm arguing about. Again, I've been listening to this book by Bethany Frankel that she also says in that book, it's never about what it's about. And she's so right there. Like it's never about what it's about. Like you're pissed off about something and then it's really a different internal issue that's happening. And I just am trying to dig down deeper and figure out why I'm going back into these old habits and what I can do to change that negativeness, because I just don't want to go through life being that person. Now, I mean, are all the issues that I'm going through right now real issues? And is it okay to have real issues and things that stress you out? 100%. But I also had an intern tell me once, like, Riley, you're not a tree. If you have an issue or if something is wrong or you're not happy with something, move. You know what I mean? Like it change it, look at it, dissect it, figure out a way to fix it, figure what makes you happy. And that's what I'm going to try and redo. Like when I was studying The Secret at first, it was like all of these exercises that seem so damn stupid. And I'm going to say it, they seem stupid. These daily things, they're like, how is that going to change my life? But they did. Like the vision boards. Every single year, every New Year's Eve since 2017, I have done a vision board. And every damn thing on that vision board so far has come through. Everything. You know, like there's things where if you have a negative thought, it's okay to have those negative thoughts. It's not going to like doom your whole life, but you have to revert that negative thought into a positive as quickly as possible. Even if it's hard for you to do at the moment, do it, believe it. That stupid saying, ask, believe, receive, that has become a catchphrase of Kim Zolciak-Bierman from Don't Be Tardy from the Party and Real Housewives of Atlanta. It's true though. Y'all want to hate on the girl, which I did too. Look at her life. She's got everything she ever wanted. You know, another thing that I have forgotten that I literally did not ever forget once for like 3 years was my manifestation stone. There's another practice in The Secret that says you hold a stone, a talisman, if you will, in your hand at night and you think of the thing that made you happiest, the best thing that happened throughout the day, and you say thank you 3 times. I forget what the 3 is all about. It's like supposed to like complete a circle or something and make it like infinite. I don't know. But you're supposed to say it 3 times. I've stopped doing that. I'm like, that was like religion. Like that happened every single night. I've stopped doing that. You know, and I stopped like listening to The Secret. And now I've like, well, I got to turn this around. The Secret's not the only practice that I need to figure out. Like I've been listening to more self-help books or listening to inspirational stories of people that I admire. And side note, I keep talking about Bethany Frankel because that's the book I'm stuck on right now. It's like, it's not like her life since that book has stayed perfect. Like she was married to that Jason Hoppe guy in the book and she was talking about how perfect and amazing her relationship was. She's engaged to somebody else now. So it's not like I think that life is always going to be rosy Skittle cupcakes. Even if you like have those success stories, I think it's okay to like have rises and pitfalls. It's funny to me now that I just had that notion that like, as I'm reading this book of Bethany Frankel's that inspires me so much today, her life has had so many ebbs and flows since that book was written. And that gives me inspiration because it's okay to have those weird moments. I think it's okay to revert back to old habits so long as you catch that shit as soon as you possibly can. Like, it's okay to have a day. It's okay to have 3 days. It's okay to even maybe have a week, depending on what you're going through. Because obviously, if you're going through something way tougher than I am, you take the time you need, damn it. But for me, a way to reel myself back in before these old habits become habits, like not old ones, but just permanent ones, you got to catch that shit. You got to get hold of it. Because otherwise, it will snowball and turn into something else. And for me, that snowball, I don't have those luxuries anymore of being that person that just sits in the negative yuck. Because then when I was that way, I was the only person that was affected by it. Now I've got three other souls that are affected by my mood, my outlook on life, my drive for things, and they deserve a better me. I deserve a better me too. But sometimes when I'm in that muck, I need just that little oomph of motivation. And then when I look at those three boys, two boys and a man, but I always call them my boys. I always say, I love you, my boys. But anyway, when I look at Marshall, Lyric, and Malin, I'm like, yep, y'all are reason enough for me to get my shit together. And then I go look in the mirror and I'm like, Riley, you are reason enough to get your shit together. Today was a way better day than the other day than I had the fence meltdown for no damn reason. I love you, babe. I'm sorry. But I had a really good workout. I deadlifted 135 pounds today. I haven't done that since before being pregnant. Woohoo, go me. And it was like I was really pushing myself in exercises instead of just like kind of going through the motions. Yes, I go through the motions sometimes in my workouts. And sometimes that's all you can do. And that's okay too. But today I was like, I'm going for it. I don't give a damn how tired I am. I don't give a damn that the baby woke up at 12, 2, and 4 a.m. last night and I'm damn tired. I'm going for it. I'm doing it. And I'm slowly feeling like I'm able to pull myself out of this funk because I don't like being funky at all. Funky ain't fun unless you're in the 70s, which we are not. But yeah, old habits sometimes die hard, but kill them, put them down. I have to because I have a great life. And especially with everything that has happened to me, but to everybody. In my immediate life, in the show that I'm on's immediate life, in everything that's happening in the world right now, you just got to find those moments of happy and live life happy. I had an old producer tell me, Riley, happiness is a choice. Choose it. I got to get back to choosing it. Plain and simple, y'all. But if you're hearing this, I really hope that it inspired you in some way, shape, or form. Because I get a lot of DMs from you guys that say, Riley, like, you inspire me in your realness every day. And that helps me to feel like I'm not just like wah, wah all over this microphone and crying and whining because I hate that. So thank you for that. Thank you for being my sounding board. And like I said, I hope this inspires you just a tad. And I will be back on Friday with the Fave Five. And I think I'm either going to do, inspired by this podcast, my Fave Five, what's the word I'm looking for, like inspirational books. Or I might do some Mother's Day things, things that mommies really want for Mother's Day. But it might be a little early to do that. Any hoozlebees, I'll be back on Friday with the Fave Five and share the goodies that I'm obsessing over. Thank you guys so, 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 so much for listening. Talk to you Friday. It's really Riley.